Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 10th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we are going to welcome in Anna James, Regional Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Right now, our great friend, Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council, is with us. We're going to talk about the 23-24 season. Sally, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Great.
I have to admit to you, Sally, I'm so used to your partner, Eric, being here. Of course, Eric Britnacher with the Performing Arts Center. I almost went to Eric with that and introduced him for a second. I'm sorry about that. But Sally, thank you so much for being here. And just right out the gate, got to tell you, I appreciate you and the Arts Council, all these amazing acts you guys bring here, all the scouting you do. Really appreciate you, Sally.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and dive into the season, and things kick off in October, it looks like.
Yes, October 12th, we have Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. If anyone was at the Tonic Sol Fa concert a while back, several years ago, before my time in this position, Sean Johnson is one of the vocalists there, and his voice has been described as liquid gold, and I would have to agree with that. So he's kind of a newcomer to the traditional pop, but he's fusing a big band spirit with an inventive edge.
And truly inventive. I like to preview these things before you and I get to talk, and I had not heard Sean outside on his solo stuff before.
Right.
Wow. Really interesting angle on the songs and the way he is doing this. It's always cool to me, these acts you bring in, but they're unique. Almost every act you bring in has something unique or something different that they do. It's not just great entertainers. It's that they do something fun and different that's going to pull people in. Mm-hmm. It's very, very smart. I really enjoy that. It's going to be a great, I have no doubt that this is going to sell well.
Right.
And again, that's in October.
October 12th. Hmm. And then we move on to November, and we are bringing back the Gatlin Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know how much intro they even need.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But they are amazing, and we are excited to bring them back in again. We sold out last time, and we're heading toward that already.
Yeah, I believe it. And you're right, they don't need much of an intro. You guys don't need me to give you the highlights and their credits or anything. But I will say, especially with the passing of Tony Bennett recently and that, and not even knowing that he was sick, there are acts like this that I hope the Gatlin Brothers perform for another 50 years. But you just never know when an act is going to call it quits and kind of wrap things up.
Right.
A band like this, it could happen sometime soon. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see them, especially you don't have to travel 4 or 5 hours or a state away to be able to see them. Like, get them while you can. See them while you can.
Absolutely. And these are the originals. People keep asking me if it's a tribute, and no, it is the originals, and they still sound amazing.
Oh, I don't know how they've done that.
I don't either.
How they've kept their voices intact like that. It's amazing. And one of those acts, too, that they're really good listening to the music on your computer, or your phone, or whatever. You got to hear them live.
Right.
You got to hear them live. It's so different hearing them live. It's everything you love about their music, just with so much more heart and passion.
And definitely the way they interact with the audience as well. It just sucks you in.
It really does. Really does. I find that that's some of my favorite thing about performers is the performer that can be also an MC.
Exactly.
Looking at our next act in December, really fun idea for this one. I want to talk more about this, how you found this act.
Okay, so this one was recommended to me by some other Wisconsin Presenters Network venues. They have had Terry Lee Goffey. He does a Christmas show and, you know, a regular show as well. Mm-hmm. But I thought it might be a nice slot to get him into for a Christmas show here. He's amazing. He looks and sounds just like Johnny Cash.
It's incredible.
And in fact, Tommy Cash, who is Johnny Cash's brother, has given him the thumbs up as, being an awesome replication of Johnny.
Doing my homework on Mr. Terry here, I had not heard of him before, to be honest. And one of the first things I read was that, Sally, and immediately got goosebumps when I read his comments on that and how much he likes this kid and what he's doing. And he said he had a really good comment about how Johnny's music will always be alive because of the fan base, but how important it is for artists to cover his music and how much that would have meant to Johnny. And I thought it was a really interesting note on that. Right. And this kid is good. I'm a diehard Johnny Cash fan, and I'm not always big on acts I love that much, seeing a cover of them or anything, even from really like talented artists that I like, seeing them cover their songs. I'd love to see this act. I would love to see this performer. And the Christmas angle on it is fun.
You know, that's what I kind of was drawn to with this, because our Christmas show brings a lot of families out as well. And to expose the younger audience to Johnny Cash, I think, is kind of cool.
It's nice that we can also offer these things where me and my friends can go, me and the guys can go there, have a good time, and you and your family can go, and we're all going to have a great time.
Right.
It's a perfect time of year for that, too.
Yep.
Again, that is December 14th. Got great stuff coming up in January here.
Okay, so the January 25th show, we originally had I Am King, the Michael Jackson Experience, booked. And just last Thursday, I was informed, been doing a little bit of rushing around here, but I was informed that the person who portrays Michael Jackson with that group was having some health issues and had major surgery in May. He canceled his 23-24 tour. However, the agent found a replacement, and it's called MJ the Illusion, and he sounds fantastic. His dance moves are wonderful. His name is Michael Knight, and he actually sought out the choreographer and backup dancer that Michael Jackson had in Cirque du Soleil, and he employed him and learned quite a bit from him. And you can see it in the dance moves, definitely. He also went above and beyond and sought out the vocal coach, Seth Riggs, and trained with him as well. So I think this is a good substitute. I think hopefully I contacted everybody who had purchased tickets already and have not heard back yet. I just sent the letter out on Monday, but I have not heard back yet. But just so everyone is aware, when you're buying tickets now, it's changed to MJ the Illusion. Same ticket price. If you currently have a ticket, you can keep that one. All I'm doing is changing the name of it in the ticketing system, basically.
A shout out to that agent for hooking this up.
You bet.
You don't hear that often in the industry. That's really cool to hear. That's encouraging to hear that.
Right.
That's nice. And Sally is almost underselling this gentleman. although I did not know those details, that makes perfect sense, because I'm watching him and it's one thing. You know, I think you listen to The Weeknd. He sounds a little like Michael, but he ain't got the dance moves. You know, this guy, he sounds a lot like Michael, and certainly, but it's the dance moves.
It is.
It's the combination for me. I was blown away by that. I was like, ooh, I hadn't seen somebody be able to moonwalk as smoothly as Michael till this guy.
Right.
I stand by that. Like, I think that's very impressive.
And I think the backup vocals are great, too.
Yeah. That's a great act. And nice job by you and this agent being able to so quickly be able to flip this. I see it very easily. I can't imagine how it was on your end.
It was a little hectic this
week. I bet. Yeah. Here we are. Got it set.
Yeah.
February. Great one coming to town. This one is a big one, Sally.
I am so excited. You know, if I was to pick a favorite this year, I'm not sure I could. However, I did see Uptown Live. And about a year ago, and that, as soon as I saw them, I'm like, I have to book these guys. They had the whole audience just standing and getting into the music. It's amazing. It's Motown soul, and they just do kind of a different spin on it too. But their dance moves, their energy on stage, their vocals, everything about it is fun.
You remember the Jersey Boys, that kind of experience? My aunts went to check every show they could of that. And when I talked to them about, like, why, you guys know this music, you have the records of it and all that, what it was, they loved singing with the band. They loved dancing in the aisles and that, and interacting with the band. I got a lot of that when I was watching the videos of the Uptown. I got a lot of that same feeling. And it's one thing to enjoy some of the greatest songs you'll ever hear, which is what Motown gave us. But it's also this fun, because you know the songs, being able to interact with the your fellow audience and the actual act.
Yep.
They encourage that.
and they do the song Uptown. So
yeah, that's so
that
good.
One everybody is going to be getting into for sure. So
that's a fun one coming up February 8th. We move on to March.
Then in March, we have a very busy weekend, starting with Thursday, March 7th. We're having How Sweet It Is, which is Steve Leslie singing the music of James Taylor. This act was actually recommended to me by the agent for Steve Lippia, who performed a few years ago with the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think he's awesome, and I would definitely take anything that they recommend into consideration. And when they sent me the clips on this guy, I was like, this is James Taylor.
Yeah.
To a T. Sounds like him, looks like him, acts like him. It's definitely a James Taylor experience.
He seems like he's got a lot of the personality, too.
Yes.
Like, there seems like, you know, there's a kinship almost there with the two. Because it's uncanny how much not only he sounds like him, but his little movements, even the way he's playing the guitar is very similar to James Taylor.
I think he definitely has been, you know, studying this for a long time, trying to emulate everything that James Taylor does.
It's interesting with all of these acts and a couple of the other ones we're going to talk about here, that the idea of how, you know, when we were growing up and we'd see a cover band, you know, they knew the songs, and that was kind of what they did. They do the songs, and that was about it and everything. And that's just not enough for the modern cover artists. Right. They want to, it's almost like there's a bit of acting involved where they become this person.
Exactly.
And it's so, like, it's the experience you get from it as a viewer is so much more, like, rewarding and enhancing.
Right.
And How Sweet It is one of those ones where, you're going to feel like you get to see a James Taylor concert, which is great. Steve does a really good job with that.
Yeah.
Similar story coming up with Always Olivia.
Always Olivia. So we move on to Sunday. I get a couple days to rest in between. And then we move to Sunday. We're trying a Sunday afternoon show for something a little bit different.
I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes attendance-wise.
How did that come about? The idea to do this?
Well, from the survey that we hand out. And Thursday is always the number one date, which works great for us because sometimes we can also get a better deal on a performer's fee on a weekday.
Right on. Yeah, I bet.
So, and Thursday doesn't compete with a lot of sports, so that's kind of what we look at. But we thought, you know, a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, a lot of people who are looking at not driving, not wanting to drive in the dark anymore, can make this one. So we thought we'd throw it in the mix.
Also shows the importance of those surveys and how important it is that your feedback we get and Sally gets and her team does so that they can make these kind of calls and these decisions.
Right. Hmm.
So, yeah, busy weekend in March.
So this one is Always Olivia, and it's Olivia Newton-John tribute, obviously. The neat thing about this is that Annie Aiello is the person who portrays Olivia, and she donates a portion of her fees to the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Fund. So we thought, why don't we continue that? And $3 of every adult ticket sold is being donated to the Aspirus Women's Cancer Patient Fund and will be used locally. There's also a separate tab that I set up in our donations tab on our website where you can donate in addition to that if you like. And I've actually had some people bumping up to even out the price of their ticket package to just, you know, add a little extra in. So that's kind of cool. So we will present a check to Aspirus probably at the last show because we want to make sure we've got all the funds. You can donate right up until showtime for Always Olivia.
I do my homework for these interviews. I did not know that. And you got me on that, Sally. Like a lot of people out there, I've lost some people very close to me to cancer, breast cancer in particular. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And this is a nonprofit doing that, everybody. I want that to be lost on the audience out there. Every penny matters for you guys to do something like that.
Yep.
Thank you. More power to you. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And if someone is not familiar with this fund, it stays local and it helps women and cancer patients with whatever they're having problems with, just trying to make their lives a little bit easier as they're going through treatment.
It was important to her and her, not her legacy, but important to her that this work continued after her passing. And it's so cool to think of her memory and her legacy, involving this, along with Grease and all the great songs and, right. And everything. This is another part of her legacy now.
Absolutely.
It's so cool. Yep. And this lady is amazing.
She's
really got it down. Got the legs even of Olivia. Like, I mean, it's really impressive. I mean, just by the look, but her moves are very similar to Olivia's. She's a really good performer.
Yes.
You got a very busy, fun weekend that weekend.
Absolutely. It'll be worthwhile.
Make sure we'll have to do our morning, a midday magazine like before, like well before that, give you a break and everything.
Right.
The season continues in April, and we got a really fun act coming up in April. I love acts like this that focus on this particular act or this particular comedy group.
And we wanted to bring in a combination of, you know, comedy and music, and we thought this one really fit the bill.
Yeah.
So it's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis tribute show. So we have Tom Stevens and Tony Lewis, and they really do capture the essence of the memorable duo that, you know, the mannerisms, everything. Yeah. It's fantastic.
The awkwardness of Jerry, the coolness of Dean.
Exactly.
It is on display for you there. And the thing that these two have down that I haven't always seen with acts that do this, the chemistry.
Right.
I don't think we talked enough about Dean and Jerry's chemistry, how great that was together.
Right.
And these two got that. They got that down, along with doing great impressions and the timing that they have.
Do.
I can't imagine how much rehearsing they did because they've got the timing down.
Yes. And we do have a backup band with this, too. Some people have been asking about that, whether it's just the two of them on stage. We had the option of getting just tracks in the background, and we chose to give you the full experience.
I like that. So. Nice. And a good call by you guys. I know we got other things to talk about, so I don't want to get too in the weeds here, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to these acts, that it seems really cool to wrap up the season on a comedy show with a little music thrown in there. Was that intentional, or is that just what the schedule played out as?
It's kind of how it played out.
Yeah.
You know, we have to juggle dates with when the Performing Arts Center is available. And we actually originally were looking at the fall for them. But then we did a little bit of juggling, and this one was the one that landed on the calendar.
Hmm. We've got some other things we wanted to touch on before we let you go, Sally. Where do you want to go?
We do. Let's talk about outreach opportunities first. So a big shout out to Mead Witter Foundation, who is sponsoring all of our outreaches this year. So the first one is with Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. The morning after the performance, they're going to be at Lincoln High School working with the band students.
That's so cool.
And then the Gatlin brothers. Larry Gatlin, when they were here last time, he does this amazing songwriting workshop with kids. So that will be the afternoon of the performance on November 2nd.
My God, that is amazing.
It really
Imagine
is.
Being a kid in school and you get to like talk and work with Larry Gatlin.
Yeah.
My God, that's awesome.
I know.
Sorry.
It really is.
It was in my shoes, in the shoes of a kid right there for a second. Like, wow, that is really cool.
And then How Sweet It Is, Steve Leslie will present a music type workshop with the choir students. And then this isn't exactly an outreach, but I just wanted to mention it for MJ the Illusion. We don't have all the details worked out yet, but we're going to choose a local choir that will get music ahead of time, and then they can come up on stage and perform with them. They agreed to do this. We had this arranged with the original
And the
show,
new guy,
the I Am King,
do.
And the new guy agreed to do this too.
Wow.
We also have a dance workshop for a limited number of local dance students, and they will learn to dance and come up and perform.
I'm going to try to
stage.
Sneak into that, Sally. The first performing I did was breakdancing. Okay, I mean I have a little bit of history with this. That is really cool.
You might have to shave in order.
Might have to. Yeah, probably would. That is really good. Along with all that, I know we had some other things we wanted to touch on.
Oh, we do. So we've added quite a few extra things here. We really appreciate our season ticket holders. Mm-hmm. So anybody who purchases tickets for four or more shows is considered a season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. And those sales started July 24th, and they continue up until you can buy at least four.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who has purchased tickets to date up to the October show, we are putting on a little bit of an appreciation reception before the Shawn Johnson show. It'll be at 6 o'clock. It'll run from 6 to 7. Just light appetizers and, we'll talk to them a little bit. We just want to, thank them. We're also including our sponsors, inviting our sponsors for the season as well. So it'll be a little social hour. It's going to be held in the area at Lincoln High School between the cafeteria and the library, that new, really cool area with the fireplace and stuff.
I've heard about it, yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody is interested and you're a season ticket holder, just RSVP. There's no charge, but we'd kind of like an idea for how much food.
Similar to the surveys, this is an opportunity to interact with you and the team and everything. And also just a nice by you guys to be able to show some, thank you to them.
Sure.
It's a mutual thing.
And then anybody who is a season ticket holder can make a referral. We've started a new referral program.
Oh.
So I've got referral cards. If you have somebody that you would like to recommend to come in and they bring this card in with your name and phone number on, you'll be entered into a drawing for a free season ticket for the 24-25 season.
Wow.
So keep in mind, and we'll be promoting that at that reception as well.
Sure, sure.
And then before the Gatlin Brothers, we are doing a dinner at Lake Air. It's $30, and that includes tax and gratuity. And you do have to make your selection ahead of time between chicken Oscar, broiled salmon, or oven roasted tenderloin. They will start cocktails at 4:30, eat promptly at 5:30 so that you can get to the show. You'll be done by 7 to get to the 7:30 performance.
Oh, very cool. That is going to be nice. And dinner and a show.
Yeah, and we're limited to 120 people, but and right now I think we currently have 39.
Okay, all right.
So we're moving along.
Get those tickets now, everybody.
Then the final thing I'd like to talk about, we have a new show sponsor this year in Mid-State Technical College.
All right.
And when they heard that we were doing the meal for Lake Air, they said, what about our culinary arts program?
Oh, yeah.
And getting those students involved a little
bit.
So we are doing a supper club themed appetizer event at Mid-State in their gourmet cafe. The food will be there from 5:30 to 7, and the cost is $15 per person. That includes food, water, and coffee. There will be a cash bar, and they're looking at creating some kind of specialty cocktail associated with the supper club theme, probably some type of old-fashioned for purchase. So we're actually limited to 48 for that one, but we're going to give it a shot and see what happens, and maybe down the road we can move to a larger space.
A great way to combine our good friends at Mid-State, a local organization, local school that we certainly puts a lot into this community. We like to put into them and support and everything.
Right.
It's a nice mutual combination right there. And I know how much they love these events where they get to interact with people, especially these kids. This is why they're taking these classes, is to feed you. They're going to get a chance to do that in a special, fun, kind of unique way. That's awesome.
And this is toward the end of their season. It's in April. So they'll have like almost a whole year of classes under their belts.
Got an amazing year ahead, Sally. I am looking forward to October and this kicking off so much. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we've talked about today, or just look into getting tickets, what should they do? How can they get a hold of you?
Okay, our phone number is 715-424-2787, or you can stop by and see me at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Our office hours are 10 to 2:30 Monday through Thursday.
And again, go to the website if you'd like to find out more information, savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. Always fun talking with you, Sally. Thank you so much for everything you do for our community and the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.